Hello.
This is Kyra with customer service, returning your call back. How can I help you today?
Yes, my wife just got a replacement card delivered yesterday evening. And the new card is number, your last four digits is 3214. And it's sent for Betty Jane Yeager, and I'm John Yeager, her husband. And there's a charge on it already, and for $56.95. Can you tell me what that's for?
Can you provide me with the customer's zip code?
08070, Pennsville, New Jersey.
And you stated that 08 70.
08070.
And a first and a last name?
Betty Yeager,
No, I
and
go by Betty
she
Jean
usually
Yeager.
goes by Betty Jane Yeager, and that's what's on the card.
Okay, one moment, sir. I do see an account here listed. To confirm that this is correct, could you go ahead and verify the customer's mailing address?
18 Kansas Road, Pennsville, New Jersey, 08070.
Yes, sir. As I take a look here, I do see that they have the customer here listed previously. Does she recall signing up paying the postage for a tablet?
For a tablet.
Yes,
The
sir.
tablet, that's what
I,
I'm saying, probably.
I,
They said there are some of the, I just read, and I told you to erase everything so that they know
well,
I'm serious.
what I don't understand, know what you mean by tablet.
The customer signed up, completing a survey to receive the electronic device.
Okay,
They had no permission to send that.
did you hear? We never gave any permission to send that.
The
No
customer
permission.
states that she did not sign up paying the postage to receive that item.
Wait, she's standing right here. Let her go ahead again.
What's that? Go ahead, miss.
Yes, ma'am. They have you here signing up, paying the postage to receive the electronic device.
Yes.
Okay, so you do recall signing up for that item?
But I didn't sign up for it. I told them no. I didn't
Okay.
want it.
Well, they do have here that a completion of the survey was made in order to be billed.
Well, I don't want that because that thing, they tell you they're giving it to you, they're not giving it to you. And you even have to pay that one there is, and that's why they're trying to give it away because that's the one they can make money on. Because they, if you read all the stuff about that electronic thing, they're not really giving it to you. They're sending it to you and you're going to be charged for it. And it's going to be more than that. And I don't want that. I told them no.
Was taking place the result in signing up for that item. They do not have you here paying the full cost to receive it. What's taking place is that to the store that offered you that survey for the gift, they have you
Yeah.
paying the subscription fee as they sponsor the items listed, such as the electronic device.
So,
What can be done about that? I don't want it. I told them I don't want it. I put no, but they don't give you anything where you can really lay it on them, you know. But no means no.
Yes, ma'am. Well, the only way really was not to complete the survey
I
at this
didn't.
time. Okay. At this time, moving forward, I'm able to go ahead and get the subscription canceled. And as far as the charge, I would be advised to issue you a 35% credit.
I don't quite understand that. You have to explain it to me.
Meaning that you'll receive a partial credit of 35% and cancel the account.
And how do you go about canceling an account?
I'll just cancel it here, list it into the system.
Okay.
Sir.
And
okay.
What am I supposed to do? Is it going to come here?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any way we can send it back?
Well, they don't support a return policy, so you would just be advised to keep the item.
Yeah, I'd be advised to keep the item, but I'm trying to tell you, when I investigated about it, they really don't let you keep it.
Yes, ma'am, they do.
They let you keep it?
Yes, ma'am.
You're paying for it. But...
yeah, but are they going to keep charging me like every month?
I stated that I'm able to go ahead and get the account canceled. So once it's canceled, you won't receive any future billing attempts.
I don't know about...
send them that message?
Are you sending them that message?
Well, I'm sorry?
Are you going to send that message to that company?
No. I'm not sure what you mean by that, sending a message to the company.
Well, how does the company know that we don't, you know, we don't want anymore. We didn't even want this one.
I stated that it'll be canceled into the system, sir. We don't have to send a message to the company.
Oh, okay. So you're going to take care of canceling in the system?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Then we're stuck with $30-some then.
And how about, and will this thing come to my house?
Yes, ma'am. The mailing address that they have here listed, 18 Kansas Road. Pennsville, New Jersey.
Yes.
And I'm supposed to keep it.
Yes.
We don't want to. But that's all right. That's not her problem.
Wait a minute. I want to ask her one more thing. We're in our 80s, and that stuff's, you know, way out of our age range. But I just can't believe that when you say no, it should be no. And when I read about this thing, it says they'll come back and do all kinds of things. They'll make you keep it, but they'll still come back and
we just say, make sure it cuts it off right there. And
at this time, the account has successfully been credited in the canceled and the credit has been issued.
Okay. All right. You can't ask any more than that. We thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Could I ask you one more thing?
Ma'am.
There's a lot of things that they would like you to take. I don't want them to keep sending me things and one thing right after the other and I have to keep them.
I'm only able to assist you with this count here listed, ma'am. They don't have you for any additional items.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much for helping us.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.